Shabbat and Shalom. Okay. Today we're going to, our first Thursday of this month, we're going to do Gemara till 2 and then the Chumash here from 2 to 2:30. We resume on Tuesday, Labor Day weekend. We're off and we resume Tuesday. The 9 o'clock Harusa, Shir on Tuesdays early from 11 to 12. We resume on Tuesday. I was told that those that will be here on Monday, there will be a special davening and breakfast in the Beit Midrash. Davening starts at 7:30. I heard Rabbi Reese, I think it's 10:30, to give a Shir slowly in the Beit Midrash. The breakfast after davening. So those that are here are encouraged to attend. Okay. Yesterday we began learning the sugya, the Mishnah of a maybe get. We said that if somebody brings a get, a shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so he's required to say b'fale nechal, b'fale nechal. And before the get is given. And the question is why? What's such a... Why do you have to say anything? So the Gemara explains there's a machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. Rabba says the reason is because we're afraid that the people who cook flowers don't know the halacha that a get has to be written l'shma. Since they don't know that the get has to be written l'shma, so, and that's a psul daraisa if you don't write a get l'shma. Because of law l'shma. So we're afraid that they didn't write it in l'shma. So since we're afraid that it wasn't written in l'shma, so we have them say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And the question is obvious, so b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam doesn't mention anything about l'shma. So, and we explained that the pshat is that they, that Rabbi Reese discussed this, that since they're going to say the Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam, that will cause us to question them further whether it was written with Shema or not. To me, it's like very, that pshat is like a little difficult because the bottom line is that the key word is missing. So the Gemara, you know, dealt with that. Right? We discussed it yesterday, but still, it's a... And then, and then the other shot that the Gemara has is that we know that the din is that if you have a shtar that has Edom signed on the shtar, so and if somebody, and say, and somebody presents the shtar, and the shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and Reuven says it's a forgery, so Shimon comes with that shtar that says that Reuven owes him $100, and Shimon says it's a forgery. Reuven says it's a forgery. So Raisa, the shtar wins. And he has to pay him the money. Because the star is like witnesses. Eidim ha-hansu nala star. That's the commission after I do some investment. Yeah, that's the din of Reish Lakish. That's the famous halacha of Reish Lakish. That's the famous halacha of Reish Lakish. But Midravonan, we said that there's a concept of key and shtar. Meaning if somebody claims that a shtar is is not proper, so even though midaraisa the shtar wins out, midrabanan we say that that shtar is like frozen until the eidim who signed the shtar verify the signatures, or somebody else who knows what the signatures look like, two eidim come and verify the signatures. So the Gemara says, if a woman comes with a get, which was delivered, she's in Israel. The get is delivered from Chutz La'aretz, and someone comes to her with the get. So the halacha is that we're afraid that one day the Baal might say the get is not a good get, the get was a forgery. So normally, so what we say, dukiyum. How do you dukiyum? Get the witnesses who signed the get, or somebody else. But if the witnesses, the get's coming from Chutz La'aretz, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, this was pre, you know, airplane age, so Shayaris was not Mitzuyos, so it's not so hard. So that means that this woman won't be able to remarry unless, you know, we get those Edom. And that's going to be a whole schlep to get those Edom. So therefore, Chachamim made this takana to say that say b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam. And that is a din of Kiyum Hashtar. So the Gemara is saying it, but those of Kiyum Hashtar require two Edom. And here it's only one shliach saying it. So the Gemara says, you're right, but there's a special kula that you should be guna. In other words, the whole idea of Kiyum Hashtar is anyway only drabon. I mean, the Raisa, even if the Baal says, I mean, the Pashtus is, even if the Baal says, I mean, the Raisa, that it's a forgery, it doesn't matter. Because you have a shtar. So the whole idea anyway is only Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim have the right to sometimes, if they made the whole takana as the Rabbanim, so they have a right to say that in the case of get, where we very much want the woman to be able to remarry, so the Rabbanim will make it. And said that it's enough with one aid, meaning the shliach, to, and we'll see that in the Gemara. So these are very different, at first glance, these are very different reasons of why you have to say the funny nechta, the funny nechta. Is it for the shema, or is it a din and a kiyum? So then, the Gemara asked on the second line, beis amid beis, take a look. My Beinayu, Gemara says, Ika Beinayu Daisuhu Beitrei. What if you had, and this is where we ended Shir yesterday, what if you have two Shlichim come? In other words, normally, what do you need? How many Shlichim do you need? It's a piece of paper. No big deal. So, you know, so normally, you have one Shlich. But here, the Baal appointed two people to deliver the get. That means that he appointed two people, either one of them could give the get. So two people were coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the get. Two people were coming. So, do you still need to say b'fani nechtam, or no? If it's a din and lad, il l'shma, and we're afraid it wasn't written l'shma, and therefore we need them to say this, so that we'll engage in the conversation when it's written l'shma. But then, of course, what's the difference between if you have one shliach, or two shlichim, or three shlichim? We still have the same question, was it written l'shma, or is it not written l'shma? So then, it's not going to make a difference. But if the issue is kiyum shtaros, so then, in other words, we're afraid we're not going to be mekayim the shtar, So therefore, you have to say the Fana Nechem, Fana Nechem to make a Siyam Shtaros now. So, what's the din if you have two people? So we shouldn't be worried that they're not going to be Mekayim the Shtar, because we have two people there. Now the obvious question is, but these two people aren't staying here forever, right? That's Tosis's kasha. That's Tosis's kasha. We'll see. We'll have to see what he answers. But the assumption is these two people are around, so if there ever be a problem, they'll take care of it. We'll see when we learn the Tosis what's going to be the story when they leave. Right? So that's the first nafkamina, Daisu Beitre. But if you hold Mishma, you're going to still need the Fani Nechav, Fani Nechav, even Daisu Beitre. And if it's the issue of what? Of Kiyim Shtaros, so when Daisu Beitre, you don't need Kiyim Shtaros. Inami, the Gemara says, Mi Medina la Medina be'eretz Yisrael. What about the following case? If you have a get brought from one region in Eretz Yisrael to another region, right? Far apart, where the transit availability is not so frequent, right? So from Medina la Medina be'eretz Yisrael, would you still have to say the Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem? So in our Mishnah, we only learn the din of the Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem when you go from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But what about within Eretz Yisrael itself? So if you assume that it's a din of Lishma, in Eretz Yisrael, they all know the halacha. So we're not afraid. So we don't have to require the Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem. But if it's an issue of what? That the Eidim are not going to be readily available to Mekayim to get in a situation where the Baal might come to be Ma'arer. So then what? So then in Eretz Yisrael, you can have the same thing. If you're far apart from north to south, the Eidim are coming from Yerushalayim to the Negev or something like that. So it's not so mustoid. So then you have to say the Fani Nechem, Fani Nechem, even in Eretz Yisrael, according to the reason of Rava. Let's see Rashi. Inami, the Medina of Eretz Yisrael could go in Yehuda v'Goliel. Those are two different sections in Eretz Yisrael, the Judea and the Galilee, right? Yehuda v'Goliel. The Salka Daitach. Then you should know, whatever the Rashi says, the Salka Daita, that means that was the Havamina. So you can always bet your bottom dollar that in the course of the, you should always be looking, this is like a red flag, to look up, to see that eventually the Gemara is going to change its mind from this premise. So Salka Daita is always that this is what we think now, and eventually the Gemara is going to change. So the Salkadai Techashta, the Loshkichi Sheyarasa, in other words, the Havamina is that in Eretz Yisrael, from Yehuda to Goliel, it's not, transportation is not readily available. Shkichi means readily, Motsui, and Sheyarta is the transportation. The Rabba, Lochayish, the Arura, the name of Zuyafu, Lobayla Meimar, who will be Kiyim, Kobin Eretz Yisrael, Lishma. So according to Rabba, we're not Choshish that the Baal is going to be Ma'arer. So the only issue is what? Lishma. So then Lishma is not a problem in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rava, by the Meimer, the Ha'ein Shayaros Mitzuyos. But according to the Rava, you have to say B'fani Mechta because the Shayaros are not Mitzuyos. So that's the second Nafkimin. So the first Nafkimin is Daisu Beitre. The second Nafkimin is Medina Lidin in Eretz Yisrael. The third nafkamina, inami ba'osu medina be'medina sayyam. Whereas what if within Chutz La'aretz, you're going from one place to another place within a close location, you still have to say b'fani nechem, b'fani nechem. So according to what the reason of Lishma, you're going to have to say it. because all the chutzlars, they don't know, necessarily know that they did it l'shma. So we have to make sure that it was done l'shma. So b'meila, in chutzlar, if it's even from one place to chutzlar to another place to chutzlar, you're going to have to say it. However, according to the reason that Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, since you went from one location to a closer location, a closer locale, so then you don't have to worry of to say the Fani Nechtav or the Fani Nechtam, because they'll be Ein Mitzuyin L'Kaimo. Let's see Rashi. Inami Ba'osu Medina, could go Me'ir U'ir, but Medina Achas, Medina Rotrida V'Las. Okay? But Medina say, on the Rabbah boy, the neighbor, that ain't Mekim L'Shma. So according to Rabbah, it doesn't matter that it's close by, but it's still not Mekim L'Shma. The Rabbah, the Omra, the Tisha, ain't Mekhule, Masnishim Shumirur, the Ziyufu, Hachalot Sarach, the Shchichi Shayarta. Because it's close by, the Shchichi Shayarta. Okay, let's take a look, Ramosai. There are a lot of tosis in here, so I'll tell you like this. The Amr Aleph, I'd like to do some of the tosis in Amr Aleph, but Amr Aleph tosis in are separate topics. So, in other words, the tosis on days and days starting with Lefi is shocked, within the sugya. So once we do Beis Amar Aleph, Gimel Amar Aleph, Gimel Amar Beis, then we can come back to the Beis Amar Aleph and see some of those tosas. Okay. So let's see the tosas. Lefisha Ein Dikin L'Shma. So tosas has the kasha being tomar. Maishna l'shma de ein dikiyim mishar hilchos gittin. Hilchos gittin is vast. So we're afraid that they don't know the halacha of l'shma. And what about all the other halachas? Why are we afraid that they don't know the other halachas? So simple answer, I think. What would be a simple answer? Well, he quotes the din of Mechuber, that you can't write a get to Mechuber. In other words, say you write a get on a leaf. The leaf is still on the tree. If you write the get on the leaf, so it's Mechuber, and then you detach it and you hand to the leaf. So that's Mechuber, that's not good. So maybe we have to be afraid that they wrote it with Mechuber. So I would say, well, who in his right mind is going to do such a thing like that? So that's what I would have thought. So let's see what Tosis thinks this way. In Tomar, Maishna l'shma de'en dikim mishar hilchos gittin kegon mechubar v'shina shma u'shma. If you have the wrong, if you change the name, you don't have the correct name, so it's no good. So again, I would say Mechuber, this is what I would say, Mechuber is lo shchichi probably. Shina shmo shmo is probably also lo shchichi. Right? Or maybe that is obvious that shouldn't be good because you got the wrong name. But the shmo, I can understand that most people, would think that, why does it have to be the shmo? Bottom line is, it's the words are right. So who cares what the intent was when the words were written?
But how often would you find a get that would have the exact same name on it and have to be sitting around? And you're like, why is that the same question than the other?
You're saying that also should be not tricky, because how often are you going to find
that the exact same name before you've done it and now get to these people who have to be getting
it? Right. That's true.
I mean, it's found a lot. Now people use all these out there names, but every other generation has the same name as before. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, back and forth.
Right, the famous name is Yosef and Shimon. Trey Yosef and Shimon. That's like the classic way of saying like a common name. the Yosef and Shimon.
They didn't have all these modern
names. Right, they worked with the basic names. Not all these newfangled names. Right. And that's another story. The get was written by Yom, and it was only signed till the evening. So we'll see. That's also problematic. It has to be signed the same day that it was written. So why are we worried about these things? Why are we picking only on the Din L'shma? Oh, so one could have said maybe Lishma, the Tum of Lishma is more Shkiach, like we wanted to say. The Mishkach Yesh, Lishma, 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 Shanoi. The Yom has, in other words, maybe that's the reason, like we were suggesting. Maybe they're worried about the Psul that's more common. The Gama Sofer Shiroga Lichtov Tovse Gittin. You see, the Sofer would write Tovse Gittin. Tovse Gittin means if you have the form. In other words, the form is the standard text for everything, and then there's the blanks. So maybe the sofer writes a lot of get forms, leaves out the blanks of the names. So once in a while he forgets and he writes in names. So maybe this can happen. They love the Nachos Shon Shkir today. And therefore, there's a greater possibility that it was written on Shalom Lishma, because maybe the sofer that was writing out the forms just done to have getting around his house, so when people need it, he'll be able to do. So he writes forms, he leaves blanks, like Subas. He writes forms, he leaves blanks, and then you fill in the blanks. So, same thing by getting. Maybe the sofer had forms around that he was writing. You know, and he made a mistake, and he wrote it in. So maybe that's not so uncommon. So the Gemara says there are three ways that Gittin are similar to the Shechuri Avadim. Again, well, get, we know what a get is. A get is a divorce thing, right? What is Shechuri Avadim? Shechuri Avadim is talking about an Eved Tanami. An Eved Tanami is an Eved that was a Jew. It was a Goy by birth. And he converted to be an Eved. In other words, it's not a full conversion. Whereas we normally think of conversion as all or nothing, either you're a Jew or a Goy. Right? That's what we normally think of conversion. But there is a concept of an Eved Tanami that means that a person can convert to be a partial Jew. What does a partial Jew mean? That means that even though he's a male, he'll only be doing mitzvahs like women, meaning he'll only be chayav in mitzvahs as a Shalom Azman Grama, and I'll be putter for Mrs. S.A. Azman Grama. So how do you free an Eved? You free an Eved by different ways, but one of the ways is to write a Shtar. Write a Shtar, and you free him. So the Gemara, yeah, take a look at Pesach of the day. really test them out. So take a look and test them out on the bottom. Four lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. B'shlosha drachim shavu gitei nashim l'shechurei avad. Whereas you can compare a get to a shtar shechur, a shtar that frees the Eved Kenani in three ways. What are the three ways? Shavu l'molav v'lemevi. The similar that you have to say before the nichtav, the funny nechtam, if you're sending a shliach. The whole get sheishal of a kusi posel, kutz mi ite nashim v'shichur yavadim, that if there's a kusi who's one of the witnesses, it's okay. It's normally not okay. But by get isha and shikra ever, it's okay. Number three, kol ashtaras ta'olim be'kol shalom dekachavim afal pish chashachos meyim of dekachavim sheirim chutz v'git enoshim. If the shtar was written by a non-Jewish court, so normally it wouldn't be good, it would be okay, but not by a get isha and by a shikharev. So then the Gemara asks, those are three ways that they're similar. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, keep going down, three quarters of the way down, the last word on the line is the ha'ika. Where is Kesh ha'ika l'shma? Why don't they mention that it's of the din of l'shma? Then, see, normally when you write a get, it has to be l'shma. And also when you write the shtar shichror, the three in Eved Kenani, it also has to be l'shma. Because if I write a shtar to buy a house, it doesn't have to be written l'shma. Someone can have shtaros written already from before that I'm selling a house and buying. It doesn't have to be written l'shma. But when you're freeing an Eved Kenani or your Garish and Isha, the get has to be written l'shma. So why wasn't that mentioned as a fourth way that get is similar to shikurei avadim? So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam ala Rabba, hainu molechu mevi. But according to Rabba, it's not a problem. Because molechu mevi, the din of b'fanei nechtam, that's because of the Shema. So that's included in b'fanei nechtam. And ala Rabba kasha, but according to Rabba, that it's not included in b'fanei nechtam, so why wasn't it mentioned? Why was it not mentioned? It should mention l'shma as a fourth comparison that shtar shechur and get are the same. And then the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'su bein l'rabba bein l'rav ha'ika mechubar. Rashi, ha'ika mechubar. The posel b'travayim, the ksiv b'kosev v'nosav. Mishein mechusar el ksiva v'nesina, yotzezeh shem chusar ksitza v'shichur gomer lo'lo. So the din is that you can't write on mechubar, right? Or get. You can't write the get on something that's attached to the ground and then detach it and then give it. And you can't what? Write a shtar shichur also. So why wasn't that mentioned? And those halachas that would apply only to a get isha and a shtar shichur. But it doesn't apply to what? another type of star. Say I want to buy a house, and I want to write a star that I'm selling you the house. I'm selling you my house. So then, there's nothing wrong with writing it on something that's mechubel karka. Because the whole idea of, how do we know that mechubel is no good by get? Because it says the kasa of the nosam. You write it and then you give it. But if it's mechubar, then it's not, it's mekasav, and then the katas finosav. First you have to write it, then you have to cut it off, detach it, and then write it. So since the Torah says the kasav finosav, that you have to what? Give it. You have to write it, and then give it. There can't be anything in between. So I learned from that, that what? That there's no, that there's a psul of mechubar. But that's only by... again, Isha, and we learn that la la zera shava between the get Isha and the shtar shechur. So why wasn't that mentioned as a reason? So the Gemara says ki katani psula derabon deraisa lo katani, because they're mentioning there in that braisa of the three things, they're mentioning Sulei the Rabbanah. And the Psul of Mechubar is a Psul d'oraita. In the Hanami, there are more comparisons between a Gerisha and a Shtar Shechur. There are more comparisons. But we're only interested from the Dinim d'Rabbanah and not the Dinim d'oraita. So now go back to Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. What was Tosfos' original question? Tosfos' original question is, why is the Gemara, according to Rava, only concerned about the psul of what? Of Lishma. What about the other psul? Right? So, Tosfos said, maybe because Lishma is more shtiach. Lishma is a more common mistake that people make. Right? A lot of times people, the sofer might have, you know, written in the names from before, and as Harav Wachter says, it probably were not so many names then, so, you know, Yosef and Rachel wasn't so uncommon. You know, we would come in and say, oh, Yosef, Rachel, I got one for you. You know, Leah Binyamin, oh, I have one for you. You know? It wasn't so uncommon. So even though the sofer is supposed to leave out the names and only fill in the names when the people actually come, but it could be a lot of times he filled it in already from before, you know, was to save some time. So maybe that's the pshat, that it's more shchiach. So Tosfos rejects that because he says, "Alma l'rabba dafka nachat l'shmo b'chal molech u'movi v'lo nachat mechubar." When the Gemara asked the kasha, why in the three cases of the Gitei Nashim and the Shikrei Avadim, why doesn't it mention Lishma? So the Gemara says Lishma, that's included in Molech Umevi, meaning Molech Umevi is the din of Bafani Nechtam. So then the Gemara says, what about Mechubar? And then the Gemara gives a different answer, that Mechubar is a Daraisa. But the Gemara says Tosfos could have given a simple answer, that Mechubar is also included in Bafani Nechtam, because Bafani Nechtam doesn't only mean Lishma, it means all the psulim. The Rabbi just mentions Lishma because that's the most common. But in Achanami, we're concerned about all the psulim. But the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that Mechubar is part of the Fani Nechtam, you see that no, it's specifically Lishma that we're concerned about. And not all other Hilchot Gittin. We're only concerned about Lishma, and that's why the Gemara said Lishma. That's Nichlal Bechlal Molech Umevi, which is Befani Nechtav. So you see, the Gemara is only concerned about the Psul of Lishma. So why only the Psul of Lishma? The first Rabbeinu Tam, B'chol Hilchas Gittin B'kim, El Hach Drash Nekos of Lishma, Eina Niris Lam Iker Drasha. Whereas, he says like this, people in Chutz Lars is not in a bad position. They know Hilchas Gittin. They know what was given. They know Hilchas Gittin. So we don't have to worry about Mechubar. They're not going to make Mechubar. You don't have to worry about Shina Shmo, Shmo. They're not going to do that also. So Hak Drosha, the Chosav L'Shmo, Eidem Niras Lam Iker Drosha. They became perish Eichoshim L'Drosha L'Shmo. This is a greater indictment for the people of Chutzpah. See, before, he thought the people of Chutzpah are just not knowledgeable. They're not knowledgeable. Okay, Nebuch, they're not knowledgeable. They didn't come to Yeshiva, they're not knowledgeable. Tosa says, no, they're very knowledgeable. But they're the Sheikhanix. This is like much more bigger indictment. They're the Sheikhanix. They know all of Hilchas Gittin. But the halacha of Lishma, they don't accept. They don't hold from it. They know about it. Who are you to hold, not to hold? They don't hold from it. They hold that's like a shvacha drasha, you know? So they know about it. It's not like they never heard it. They heard about it, but they don't accept it. That's the pshat. So we're afraid when you get a get from Chutz La'aretz that it's not going to be written Lishma, not because these people are ignoramuses. They're not ignorant, but they're I don't know what to call them. They're lahachisniks. And this drasha, they don't like, or they don't think it's so great. This drasha of Kosav Law Lishma, that from the word Kosav Law Lishma. So Mamela, that's why we're afraid. So therefore, according to Rava, we're only afraid. See, Tosas, again, Tosas has the kasha. What's the Gemara saying we're afraid of Lishma? Once you don't know Lishma, some you don't know all the halachas either. So Tosas says, not pshat that we're afraid that they don't know about the halachas. They know all the halachas. They even know the halachas of Lishma, but they're not ready to accept that there's such a halacha of Lishma, even though they know about it. That's a greater, I'll take a second, it's like a greater indictment of it. Like, it's like, like you say, ekroni. You know, I don't accept ekroni. Let's see. First of all, time kol hilchos gittin dikiyum. El hak drasha is possible on the shmoy ada nearest lam iker drasha. They became perish ain choshishim la drasha de lishma. They're not choshishim. Ul acha shalom du del kamon, because the Gemara is going to speak about after they learned about it. So what does it mean? It's possible that they didn't know about it before. So because it says no perish, ul acha shekibluha. In other words, Achar Shalimdu, in other words, Gemara is going to speak about that later on they learned about it. So it was later on they learned about it, doesn't mean that they didn't know about it before. Later on they accepted it. So the Gemara is going to say that later on the people of Chutz La'aretz accepted it and there was no more problems anymore. Had the parish of Kutchus, the Mimela Shailinan lay, Yam Lashma, Bahomer. So Tosis doesn't like this thing. Again, first Tosis point of Tosis is what's this idea of that only Lishma. So Tosis says because Lishma was the only thing that they had problems with, so to speak. They weren't willing to accept that there's such a halacha. But now Tosis says, I am sensitive to Tosis. This whole thing of Rashi, that you're going to say b'fani nechtov, and that's going to cause a conversation, you know, it seems like very far-fetched. And furthermore, he says, and there should be a requirement that the person has to interrogate. We don't find this requirement. We just find that they have to say b'fani nechtov. There should be a halacha
that after they say b'fanin nechdom, there should be a halacha on Bezdin, that Bezdin has to ask them whether it was lishma. We never find such a halacha, that Bezdin has to ask them whether it's lishma. So it's so strange that, you know, that's why I always like Rav more than Rav is Pshat. One second. So what does it mean? Well, then came Lema Yikabinan in Tzarech Lishar. And if that was true, that they have to ask, the Bezin has to ask, so that should be enough Gemina between Rabbah and Rabbah. According to Rabbah, it's not enough to say B'fani Nechdom, B'fani Nechdom. You should have, the Bezin later has to interrogate. And according to Rabbah, you don't have to interrogate afterwards because we don't care. We're not choshish about the Lishma. And we don't find the Gemara saying that that's enough Gemina. So it's clear that there's never such a requirement on Bezin that they have to ask. So if it's never a requirement of Bezin that they have to ask, so then who says they will ask? And Mimela, what's Mefani Mechtam, Fani Mechtam have to do with Lishma? Oh, the Inkain Leiba Ikebeinayim Tzorech Lishma. Oh, Marie, the Stubba Lishma Kamasim. In the first book, which is Nami Besama. So there's Rashi, when they're saying Mifani Nechton, Fani Nechton, it means Lishma. Adam Rakami Mikatan, Fani Nechton, Fani Nechton, Lishma, need the stum Lishma, Mashmir Komokum came with Ika, Tafan, Mishum Lishma, Pavalay the Maimer beheaded. So Tosa's saying that that's not that there's a requirement to ask. Tosa's saying is that when they say Mifani Nechton, it means Lishma. In other words, when you say those words, that's, the rest is obvious. It's not that we have to interrogate you afterwards. There's no requirement to interrogate. So when the Gemara is asking later on, so why don't we make them say Lishma, the Gemara means to say that if the whole point of Lishma, then we should make them verbally articulate those words, that word, Lishma. What you're saying, B'fani Nechtam, means Lishma. But you didn't say the word Lishma. It's assumed that it's, it means Lishma. But if the whole point is out to Lishma, and you're missing that word, so Ikra Chasam in a Sefer. So that's this post. So, again, so what do we see from this post is that Ein B'Kiyum Lishma, the Toshub Shat means that they don't know the Halakha of Lishma. Here, Toshub is saying that's not that they don't know the Halakha of Lishma, they don't want to accept the Halakha. And Tosha says it's only this din of Lishma that's the problem. Anything else is not a problem.
And according to this
Tosha,
the name
of the
can't really are
B'nai
Torah.
That's not a question of B'nai Torah. They're not. Whatever. Obviously, I don't know.
They know
Halacha. They just don't mind. I don't know. I mean, I think, as I said, Tosha's is a bigger indictment. According to Rashi, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz are just not so learned. According to Tosas, they're learned, they're just like Graves said, they're just, you know, arrogant. That, you know, I don't like this, you know, I don't like this halacha. You know, that's more of an arrogance. The one thing you don't know, you don't know. But you don't do it in principle, so that's more of a...
In
the time of the Gemara, what community were we talking about? People who were dispersed in time, some kind of
Midona.
Everyone else
was in Babylon or just China, whatever. But Jews weren't so spread out in the time of Amorite. Yeah.
Okay, go write a doctoral.
Yeah.
What's your name?
No.
No.
Is this why Volvo's part of the
Twitter? Oh, so we'll see, right. So this could be why maybe Volvo is still part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din of Eretz Yisrael versus Kuklar per se. It's a din of, you know, the type of people. So theoretically, it can be a community of Kuklar where they, you know, they don't have this attitude.
But you had your hands up.
That's why the people of Kutzlar didn't accept that there's such a halakha.
I don't, that was another.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, in other words, in other words, Lashma is a big chiddush to say. Bottom line is, I wrote, the get was written beautifully. It just wasn't written Lashma. But you look at the get, the piece of paper, it's beautiful. Who cares, though, right? So Lashma is a big chiddush to say that what your thought was at the time of writing has an impact. Mechuber, okay, maybe you could say that that's a physical thing that you could see, that Mechuber Mishma is totally, it's not tangible. That's why they're concerned that people wouldn't do it. Right, but once they know that there is a halacha, they should do it. So they're saying, if they're in Kutz Lars, they didn't accept it. Suggestion.
Yeah, or maybe that's what most folks have to go with that dream and say that.
Okay. That's something to think about. Okay, real time. We're going to do a parsha now. Ben Zeshem will continue on Tuesday. I would recommend that, you know, when we come back on Tuesday, you should learn the Gemara again on Beis Hamidbeis, Gimel Amud Aleph, with the Tosas on Beis Hamidbeis. We'll give him a little bit of it, and then we'll continue.